Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that your word is alive and full of power, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts of the intents of the heart. We ask you to help us by teaching us, leading us, guiding us, bringing us into all truth. Cause us to understand. With all our getting, we're getting understanding. And we thank you, Father, for that. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. We know he has an assignment that is ages old. Just come and steal the word. That assignment is canceled. This word is going to good fruit, good ground to bring forth great fruit in abundance. In Jesus' name we call it done. And Satan, I remind you, your destination, your next stop will be the lake of fire. So you have no right here in Jesus' name. We cancel that and we call the blessings of God upon your people. In Jesus' name we call it done. And everybody said amen. Amen. Let's make a confession. Say, this is my Bible. I am what the Word of God says that I am. I have what the Word of God says that I have. And I can do what the Word of God says that I can do. I am a hearer of God's word on purpose. But I'm not just a hearer. I am also a doer of God's word. And because I am a doer, along with a hearer, the Bible says my life is blessed. This is my Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name, I call it done. Amen. All right, go ahead and be seated. Go with me to Isaiah first before we go to Romans. Go to Isaiah chapter 46 and verse number 10. Now, I want you to see some things here that are going to be lifelong learning for you. We're going to begin to learn some things that will help us all of our lives or for the rest of our lives. Now, God talks a certain way as we study this subject. One word we're studying for I don't know how long. And that one word is faith. Can you say faith?
Faith.
Say it again. Say faith.
Faith.
Take some time and say that word. Say faith.
Faith.
Say it again. Say faith.
Faith.
God wants you and I to live by that one word. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
By what?
Faith.
We're learning to live by what?
Faith.
It's important to live by what?
Faith.
We need to live by what? God wants us to live by what?
Faith.
We're always successful when we live by what?
Faith.
Say faith again. Say faith.
Faith.
Now, in order to be able to live by faith, as we've been studying, we have learned that there is what I call God talk, or talking like God talks. And we have to be able to change that, which we talk like, to talk God talk. Did you hear what I just said? So God wants us to begin to stop talking about what is and start talking about what is invisible. Please write that down. I must stop talking about what is and must begin to start talking about what is invisible. Faith deals with the invisible. If you're going to live in faith, what you're living in is not visible. Now, let me just help us to get this even deeper. In God's way of talking, we human beings naturally talk backwards. People without God's influence are backwards talking people. We talk in reverse of how God talks. And we have to learn how to change our language. We have to learn how to speak differently. Now, I lived in Japan, in Okinawa, Japan, for about 4 years of my life. And it was the first 4 years of my life. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. My father was in the military. He did a lot of work in the Pacific. They had joint bases at that time, especially World War II. And after that, they started doing these joint base things like we have over at Fort Lewis McChord, but they had joint bases in the Pacific. And he worked a lot around aircraft and that kind of thing, even though he was in the Army and retired as a first sergeant. But he was in the military, and I was born in New Orleans. We were just actually not staying in New Orleans for a long time. We weren't stationed in New Orleans. When my mom popped me out, and there I was. And so they put me on a plane, and we took off because he was immediately stationed to Okinawa
Japan. Well, we lived in Japan until I was about 4 years old. And during that time of living in Okinawa, Japan, I don't remember speaking Japanese. I don't know any Japanese. Is there anybody here that speaks Japanese? Okay, no one. I know you speak Korean back here. No, you don't speak Korean. Okay, your mother was Korean, but you do understand Korean. Some Korean. Okay, never mind. We'll leave that one alone. Okay. Well, you speak Spanish over here. I know you speak Spanish. You speak Spanish to everybody, including those that don't speak Spanish. So I call it speaking in tongues. But anyhow, I won't go there. But I never learned Japanese. I never learned how to speak Japanese. And I do remember some of the things over in Japan. Now, my wife, she also later, when she was more like in fifth grade or so, she moved and was stationed with her father in Japan also. So we both lived in Okinawa before. And actually, I flew a simulator over to Okinawa, Japan, went to Tokyo first into Okinawa. Landed there and then got in the helicopter simulator and flew around. And we looked at some of the places, and she recognized some of the places over there in Okinawa, Japan. It's a little sort of weird. But anyhow, so I lived there, but I never learned the language. So I couldn't relate to the people probably like most Japanese people could relate, because you got to have part of the culture that you're part of, the language, the art, the dance, the expressions, all of that helps to bring out the culture. We are in the culture of the kingdom of God. And there is a certain language which, when you compare the language that God speaks, the way he speaks, we speak backwards. Isaiah 46 and 10. Look at this now. When you look at Isaiah 46 and 10, it says, this is about God declaring the end from the beginning. We just sang a song saying, praise God in advance. In other words, we shouldn't wait until something changes that we're praying for to start praising God. We should praise God in advance. I submit to you, that's how God talks. And for most of us, we talk backwards. If we were trying to communicate with people truly in the kingdom or in heaven, it would be backwards sounding what we say. Because we don't usually talk about things unless they're here. God speaks those things, declaring the end from the beginning, end from the beginning. I'm just starting something, and all of a sudden, I'm going to say it's done. Most of us would call that lying. God calls it faith when you base it on the word of God. I got to help you with this, because sometimes you don't think this is important, but this is really important. This is maybe the most important thing you can do before you get that next job. You may not be speaking the way you need to be speaking to get that next promotion. We have to learn how to talk God talk, because it's God that gives promotion. Did you know that? God is actually your boss. It doesn't come from the north or south. Promotion comes from the Lord, the Bible says. So you need to realize that you really are performing for God on your job. And you should do a good job. You want to give, being a believer, a Christian, you run around with all the chains on your neck and with crosses and all this stuff and bumper stickers and whatever they do now. You know, you've got all this stuff, you know, piece of paper, stack of Bibles on your desk at work and all that stuff. Hey, be a good worker too. Work hard. Man, I tell you, y'all a hard customer today. Okay. So he declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet, please underline that, not yet done. I'm reading on the New King James Version. We'll switch to the King James in just a moment. This is how God's character is. This is his operation. So when we start talking about what just is, God's like, he's bored. Because God speaks about those things that are not yet done. That's what he declares. Now, the word declare means you got to be saying something, don't you? So when we talk, we should be declaring like God, because we're children of God. We're born in the image, and we're created in the image of God. We're born again to be like God. So we should start talking like God. Now, I probably, if I'd have stayed over in Japan probably another 3-4 years, I probably would have started picking up, you know, some of them words. Now, Kathy, do you remember any of the Japanese? What does that mean? Never mind. Okay, that's a place. I guess that's what it means. But anyhow, we won't stay on that. And from the ancient times, things that are not yet done. God loves to talk about invisible stuff because God can see it. Now, this is the reason why you have an imagination. Now, I wrote the book, Casting Down Imaginations, for a reason. So God could get things that you imagine that are negative out of your way. We're supposed to cast down negative imaginations. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. If it doesn't obey Christ, I ain't thinking about it. So we're supposed to have an imagination of great things happening in our lives. And that imagination should be coming out of your mouth based on the word of God. But like I told you, most humans talk backwards when it comes to heaven. We talk about what's going on, the current situation, in flying airplanes and helicopters and all that kind of stuff. It's situational awareness. I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm right now. I should have been 20 miles away. And I need to be vectored out. Air traffic control, can you tell me which direction I should go? All right, vector 20 degrees to the right. Okay, 20 degrees to the right, that's 170. I'll take 170, thank you. After a period of time, I'm vectored out of that crazy storm. But I never should have been in the first place because I should have been listening to where I should have been in the first place. But see, you and I, sometimes all we will talk about is the storm we're in. So much rain. You don't know how much rain I'm getting right now. Woo, it's hail. Oh, look at the balls of hail coming down on me. Woo, Lord, the lightning. The lightning is everywhere. Oh, God, the thunder scared me out of my wits. Oh, God, help me. You're talking about what things are. That storm is not invisible. It is visible. We can see it on radar. You're in a storm. But the question is, what are you going to declare in the beginning of that storm? That you're going to die? We're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die. Well, you shall have whatever you say. You shall have whatever you say. You shall have whatever you say. That's the other scripture you're going to go to. Because you shall eventually have whatever you say. That's why words are so important. That's why I believe it. Now, I was on the outside. I did go into another holding place in heaven, and we'll talk about later. But I was standing on the outside, and it was when I was hearing the sounds, the music, all the stuff, it was like everything was singing. So I can believe flowers sing. I can believe trees, leaves make noise and sing because God is so into sound. Jesus cannot enter here without the trump of God and a shout that the whole world will hear. Everybody, I don't care if you're saved or not, it's going to scare you out your wits because Jesus has arrived. There'll be a shout and the trump of God, a trumpet. The sound is going to hit first before you look up and see Jesus in the clouds. Everybody will see him. You can't hide. They said people are going to run to mountains like Mount Rainier and try to hide on the rocks and then talk to the rocks. Fall on me. Fall on me. The one I hated is here. They'll know in their hearts. They will know that God is here. He declares the end from the beginning. He's big enough to talk about what it's going to be because he's going to make sure it happens. And so if God said in his word, we need to put our faith in that it's coming to pass. In fact, that's what it says here. It says, declaring the end from the beginning, declaring the end from the beginning. Wait a minute. Declaring the end from, we ain't done yet. Yes, he is. As soon as he says it, it's done. I'm going to say that again because we got to get this in our DNA. If God is saying it, it's done. And as soon as I said, get this in our DNA, the Spirit of the Lord said, you need to get in them that they need to listen to what you're preaching because if they can believe that quick, they can get results quick. And a lot of times we hear preaching, we just don't sit there and, you know, chewing our gum. You know, we don't believe nothing. Just look around at everybody else. You know, preacher said this about, if we spoke something, you know, okay. We're just chewing our gum, looking around, you know. Yeah, how you doing, brother? Good to see you. Yeah, you like that hat? Like them shoes? And we just sitting there in service, and we just, you know, just chilling. And all this stuff is coming over you, word, and it's going, phew, 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 phew. You never catch it. God wants you to catch it. You don't come here to a warmer seat, even though we've got your imprint on some of them now, okay? You've been there so long. But that's not the reason. We come here because we have to bring our ears. And in this atmosphere is the anointing of God, which is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Say amen to that. It's true whether you believe it or not. You need to just say amen. Say amen. Because we got to start declaring some things. He declares the end from the beginning. It's over. You healed. And then he tells the preachers, you go and tell them you healed in Jesus' name. And I have seen people with cancer, visible signs of cancer, in Jesus' name be healed. And I speak over their lives by the Spirit of God telling me they're healed. And all of a sudden they go back to the doctor. The doctor confirms it. I don't know what happened to that cancer, but you don't have it no more. Maybe we had the wrong x-ray. No, you just had the right x-ray. We got the right God too. Because he declares the end from the beginning, the end from the beginning. And God will stop mess. He'll shut it down as soon as it starts. If you learn how to use the word of God in faith, that's how powerful faith is. Faith will stop diseases. You can use faith to be able to cause your finances to change. You can cause faith to be able to feed your family. You can cause faith to be able to cause the devil to leave your relationship. Now, that's a little tough to do because you both have to agree you want it. Because if you don't want it, you know, God don't want it either. So ain't no sense in him working on something you don't want. You got to both want it. Because it takes two to tango. I've never tangled before, but I'm sure it does. I've been hearing it all my life. I have no idea. I don't even know. Can you tango? I have never even seen it. Really. How do you tango? Do you know how to tango? No, you don't know. I didn't say tangle. I said tango. Can you tango? You're a young man. You should be able to tango. You've got some nice shoes on. Come on, move your feet. You don't know how to tango. Okay. Just playing with you. All right, here we go. And from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, underline saying, he's saying my counsel, underline counsel. These are words. You got to take God's word serious. You got to take what you hear serious. I'm telling you, you may be blessed and highly favored and filled with great and you serving the Lord with all your heart and praise the Lord. You know, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, not with the burning fire. All of that stuff, but you need to know that God wants to take you somewhere else. And it's going to take your words talking like God talks using your faith. Are you with me still? Okay. So saying, we have to say something. Saying, God, this is what God says, my counsel shall stand. In other words, what I say is going to stand. There's another scripture in the book of Proverbs that says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the counsel of God that will stand. A lot of people got an opinion. Or this is what I think is happening. This is what I think you should do. This is what yeah, all of that. But what God says is really what's going to stand. You have to get to the point where you don't just listen to people. I don't listen to people unless I know they're hearing from God. Or what they're saying is, of course, true in some kind of way. We got to make sure we're not just listening to anything. Saying God is talking. Please write that down. God talks. That's news. That's headline news for some people. God talks. He never stopped talking. He created you. You ain't stopped. You still talk. In fact, some people wish you would stop. We talk and talk and talk all the time. My grandkids now, I remember when they were real small, the first lady was taking care of them. They'd come over to the house. They wouldn't say nothing. Man, them kids come over now. They ask you business questions. You know, can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing with this? And how does that work over there? Like, what are you talking about, man? You're 8 years old. Well, can you tell me how to be able to move this and how to be able to, why do you guys do this? I said, what are you, it ain't none of your business. And I saw you doing so-and-so. Why did you do that? Why are we going here? Why do we have to go there? Do we have to go there? Do we really have to really? I mean, can I just stay at home and act like I went? No, you can't. I'm with you. I got to take care of you. Sit your rump down and shut up. You know, it's just talking. God talks. He counsels. And some of us are following bad counsel. You talking to fools. And they will tell you stupid stuff with conviction. It sounds like they know what they're talking about. But they are not telling you the truth. God has a counsel. That shall stand. See, I don't feel like getting started with some humbug. You know, some kind of thing that you think is going to work. And then all of a sudden you find out it wasn't the truth. I ain't got time to, you know, I'm 71 years old now. I ain't got time to play with that. I feel great, but you know, I feel good, doing good, and all this other stuff. And I bind the devil from trying to change that. But I'm telling you, I am to the point where I don't want to hear nobody unless they're serious and they know what they're talking about. It says, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all, underline that, my pleasure. Now, if God says he's going to do all his pleasure, why don't you get on his side and start having some pleasure in doing what he wants to do? I believe doing what we're doing in the kingdom of God, I believe that's his pleasure. And I believe he'll bless you as you help him to do what he wants to do in the kingdom of God. Reach people, teach people, share with them, encourage them, to be able to exhort them, to be able to help them to know that God is with them. I believe God, if you get there and do what his pleasure is. See, let's find out what pleases him instead of what pleases us. Romans chapter 4, verse number 17. Now, the end from the beginning. That's just how God talks. We talk backwards. We talk about, well, I got a problem now, and I got another problem now, and you don't know what's going on. Like, you don't know what's been like. You don't know what's going on. Everything's the past or present. You know, I'm going to, no, that's not how God talks. God's saying, you're boring me. I want to talk about what I'm doing, not what's been done. And maybe you have been done in by people. You don't have to live that life anymore. God's not going to keep you being done in. He's done with that. As it is written, we'll touch this and we'll really deal with it next time. As it is written, notice the tenses on these words. I have made you a father of many nations. He, Abraham here, had no children. We've heard this before. But God talks, God talk. I have made you. He's sitting there without a child. I have made you. I have made you. It's sort of like saying, don't you know the job I've given you? And you ain't even applied. Don't you know the house you're living in? You're not even living in it. You're still in the apartment. The house that I gave you, you ain't in the house. He said, now you need to make sure the house that I gave you that you're going to do so-and-so, such, and let's go ahead and get it. And you're sitting there trying to get the down payment. And he said, if I smoke it, it's done. Yeah. And we talk backwards. When I get this house, I'm going to plant some grass in the front yard.
I hope so. Okay, and then you need to cut it, okay?
I have made you. I have made you. I have made you. What has God made you to be? It sure isn't what you've been, because God's doing a new thing. Talk to me, somebody. Everybody wants to rest on their laurels or something else. I don't know about tango, and I don't know about laurels, so don't try to ask me about those things. But people want to rest on their laurels. I'm and they'll give you their title. I'm a so-and-so, such and such. Big whoop-de-doo. You and 50 million other people. And I do so-and-so, and they go to their job. And I'm in charge of this, and I'm in charge of that. You ain't in charge of nothing. Because God, if you lose the favor of God, you're fired tomorrow. I have made you. God made you. He literally made us in the physical. And see, this is why we got to suck up the pride. Sometimes we act like we don't want to praise God because we're all that. We think in our heads, we're all that. We're look at me. God called you stiff-necked. Walk around like this. who I am, what I do, nose in the air. Your attitude's wrong. You're going to stall if you're an airplane because your nose is up too high. And after a while, you ain't even got no wind under your wings. And you're going to fall to the ground. And with some airplanes, there's no remedy. Once you start spinning, you're out. That's it. You're dead. Because you spin that airplane the wrong way. And that airplane wasn't supposed to go there. And here you are with your nose in the air. Don't know you about to spin out. Boom! And it just takes a few seconds. God wants you to know he wants to take you to a nice place in your life. I have made you the father of many nations. Some of you say, well, I don't need to be a father. I'm already a father. To Abraham, that was a big deal because he was 100 years old and he had no child. Whatever's a big deal to you, God wants to get involved with it to help you. What are you dealing with? Well, I just stopped trying to ask for something to change because I've gone through so much mess, you know, so I don't know. I don't even have any more visions and dreams. Well, deal with that. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you don't have any hope, because there are hope tacklers. As soon as you get hope, people come and tackle it. You start talking about, well, I believe I'm hoping I can be able to, and you talk about something that you're hoping for. And now you've gotten to the point where you've been tackled so much until you don't even talk no more. It's like God saying, I'm not declaring anything else. It's over. I'm done. And God doesn't want you to get to the point where you lose hope. Because when you lose hope, you don't need faith. And there are hope tacklers. And some of you started out. And then somebody came and discouraged you. And stopped you from going forward with what God had for you. And you shut up. You don't talk about the end from the beginning no more. You just say, well, this is where I am. Praise God. I'm going to praise the Lord for where I am. There's somewhere God wants to go. He needs to get famous from you in making you into something that you're not. Because God deals with faith, and faith deals with invisible, and God wants to see something that you cannot visibly see in your life come to pass for you and me. Are you ready for it? So we have to learn how to be able to have faith in God, that God will make you, he 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 will make you, he's going to 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 make you, even though it doesn't, and God loves the impossible things. Who heard of a 100-year-old man having a baby and a 90-year-old woman carrying it? You could see that. In between the canes and the crutches and the wheelchair and everything else. How did God do that? Well, he gave us a hint in Hebrews. He said that Sarah received strength to conceive. Now, God can do that to that old woman. I know you ain't that old. I know what God can do. It's more than that. So if he can be able to give strength to her when she had none, he can give favor to you. He can give healing to you. I don't care what they say about that disease. You got to use faith and start talking like God. Stop trying to give everybody a status report, a situation report where you are, like Captain Kirk on the Star Trek. You know, sir, you know, they're all around us right now. Our shields are up, but it's not working. Shut up. Just shut up. You've been watching too much Star Trek. Go read your Bible. Remember? The prophet was surrounded by all those soldiers. Gehazi came to the prophet and said, my master, he was his assistant, master, there's the enemy all around us. We are surrounded. Prophet looked at him and said, God, open his eyes. And he opened the man's eyes, and all around the perimeter of those that were all around him were horses and angels with fire in their eyes. And he had to turn and say, oh, I see, there's more with us than there are with them. And there's more with us right now to bring about what God has for you than there are with the enemy trying to keep you from receiving it. Start declaring it. So today, we're going to start declaring. You ready? In from the beginning. This is our first real move toward this faith thing. We got a lot of introduction for the last couple of weeks and a half, or 2 weeks and a half. But now we're past the introduction. It's time for us to start using this. So let's start making some declarations. Right now, stand up. All your earth won't be the same as mine, but you need to say what you believe you receive. You need to speak the end from the beginning. Maybe it's that you've been trying to finish that college course or get that degree or what. Maybe it's because you want to see your body finally healed. You're sick of the aches and pains. Or maybe it's the financial breakthrough you've been looking for and you need to see it happen right now. You're sick of this mess and you're ready to go forward. Or maybe it's something else that is bugging you. Your kids, you just want to see them come back around and really start serving the Lord. Or maybe it's just, your marriage is a mess and you're just believing God to get the demons off. Let's declare the end from the beginning. Maybe it's that you want to be able to get closer to God. You keep trying to get closer to God and you can't. It seems like you can't even do it. And God wants you to be able to be close to him. He says, draw unto me and I'll draw unto you. So let's declare. Now you're going to have to be specific and declare what you don't have. You got to declare the invisible. I can't declare it for you because this is what you're believing for. Now, if you don't have anything to declare, that's because you lost hope. And you can't even come up with words. And God doesn't want a hopeless child. He's looking for you to have hope in you. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if you can't hope, you don't need faith. And you can't please God without faith. So we got to get you started with hope first. We got to get you dreaming again. We got to get you thinking about that business you've been looking to start. Get you thinking about what you was looking to be able to do years ago. But the devil stole it. He's a hope stealer. And God wants you to get the hope back. Because without hope, you don't need faith. And that's why people don't want to go to church. Because they have no hope, really. They have no hope of things changing. They have no hope of getting off those drugs. They have no hope of stopping alcohol. They have no hope. They're never going to get off them cigarettes. They know it. And they have no hope. But God wants you to get some hope in you. And with hope comes the vision. Because God caused the vision to come into you, which caused you to ignite that hope. When you get close to God, God starts showing you stuff. And showing you stuff. And showing you stuff. And because there's not enough serving God, he has to load you up. Because there's not very many people like you. People always ask me, Pastor, why you always, every 5 minutes, you got another vision? Because God ain't got nobody else to use. I'll take it. He knows I'll take it. And I'll do it. I ain't stupid. I'm going to do whatever God tells me to do. Because I ain't doing it anyhow. So let's make some confessions here. Let's make some declarations. Now, you be specific about what you're believing for. If it's God, I declare the end from the beginning on my health or my marriage or my finances or my life or my strength. On my future, whatever it is, you finish it. We're going to start out together. God, I'm declaring the end from the beginning on, and then you put it in. It's going to sound like the Tower of Babel, but that's all right. You got to be specific. And don't stop here. We're starting here. You're going to have to go driving home. I believe I receive in Jesus' name. I declare the end from the beginning. I have this in Jesus' name. I believe by faith I have it. I believe I have it. You physically ain't got nothing, but you believe you have it, and that's why you speak. We believe, therefore we speak. Did you hear what I said? Let's make a confession. Say, God, I declare by faith the end from the beginning on, say it. Come on, be bold, say it. Let's do it again. Say, God. Say it loud. Be bold. See, we're supposed to come boldly to the throne of grace. We're not supposed to come whimpering. We're supposed to come boldly. And that's why people, they don't believe nothing's happening because they don't feel like nothing's happening because they're acting like they don't want nothing. Come boldly, like you're going into your mama's refrigerator. You just got back home. You're going to the refrigerator. Go boldly in there, grab that cereal. Get that milk. Put that sugar in there. Don't put too much.
Let's declare. Say, I declare the end from the beginning in my life. In, say it. All right, one more time. One for the Father, Son, one for the Holy Ghost. Say, God, I declare the end from the beginning in my life. In, come on, say it bold. Don't be afraid, somebody gonna hear you. Father, in Jesus' name, you've heard their words. They've started from the beginning to speak about the end. Whatever it is, God, bring it to them. Cause them to know that this is true, that there is a declaration being made against the enemy that is causing their lives to be able to be blessed. Now, let's set some ambushments against the enemy that will try to keep it from you. How do we do that? Praise God. Clap your hands, shout with your voices. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on. Let's praise the Lord. Come on, give him praise. Let's 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 give him praise. Come on. This is how you set ambushments against the one that's the hope stealer. Come on. Give him praise in Jesus' name. I said, give him praise in Jesus' name. Give him praise once again. Come on, praise him. Praise him like you already have it. Come on now. We're done with today, but praise him like you already have it. Come on, praise him like it's already done. Praise him like you just got received that thing. Praise the Lord like you just took delivery. Praise the Lord, you just got the keys. Come on, praise the Lord, you just got it. You just got that thing. Come on now, praise the Lord. Come on, give him praise. 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 All right, there goes the angels. Father, send your angels. Prove this is true. Send your angels and choose his name. In Jesus' name, we call it done. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise God.